It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, July 26th, 2017. It's the birthday of English novelist and critic Aldous Huxley, born at Godalming in Surrey in 1894. Gifted with an acute and far-ranging intelligence, Huxley produced works that are notable for their wit and pessimistic satire, though he remains best known for one novel, Brave New World, from 1932, a model for much dystopian science fiction that followed. Aldous Huxley came from a distinguished family. He was a grandson of the prominent biologist Thomas Henry Huxley and was the third child of the biographer and man of letters Leonard Huxley. His brothers Andrew and Julian were both prominent men of science. Aldous was educated at Eton, during which time he became partially blind because of keratitis. He retained enough eyesight to read with difficulty, and he graduated from Balliol College at Oxford in 1916. He published his first book that same year and worked on the periodical Athenaeum from 1919 to 1921. Thereafter, he devoted himself largely to his own writing and spent much of his time in Italy until the late 1930s, when he settled in California. Huxley established himself as a major author with his first two published novels, Chrome Yellow in 1921 and Antic Hay in 1923. They are witty and malicious satires on the pretensions of the English literary and intellectual circles of his day. Those Barren Leaves in 1925 and Point Counterpoint in 1928 are works in a similar vein. Brave New World marked a turning point in Huxley's career. Like his earlier work, it is fundamentally a satiric novel, but it also vividly expresses his distrust of 20th century trends in both politics and technology. The novel presents a nightmarish vision of a future society in which psychological conditioning forms the basis for a scientifically determined and immutable caste system that in turn obliterates the individual and grants all control to a world state. The novel Eyeless in Gaza in 1936 continues to shoot barbs at the emptiness experienced in contemporary society, but it also shows Huxley's growing interest in Hindu philosophy and mysticism as a viable alternative. Many of his later works reflect this preoccupation. In the novel After Many a Summer Dies the Swan, published soon after he moved to California, Huxley turned his attention to American culture. One of his important later works is The Devils of Loudun, published in 1952, a detailed psychological study of a historical incident in which a group of 17th century French nuns were allegedly the victims of demonic possession. In its examination of a repressive political regime and its use of thought control, it is very similar to Arthur Miller's The Crucible, which appeared a year later. Huxley's lifelong preoccupation with the negative and positive impacts of science and technology on 20th century life is expressed most forcefully in Brave New World, but also in one of his last essays, written for the Encyclopedia Britannica's 1963 volume of The Great Ideas Today, about the conquest of space. It makes him one of the representative writers and intellectuals of that time. Huxley died in Los Angeles on November 22, 1963, the same day as author C.S. Lewis and U.S. President John F. Kennedy. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 26, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.